Guys, by now, you've heard the great news. If you've wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, but were worried about the price, Blue Pills Direct can finally give you the results you've been looking for. Why pay almost $15 per pill when you can get the same results you need for only $2 per pill? That's right. Call today and receive 50 blue pills or 50 yellow pills for only $99. That's only $2 per pill and saves you almost $500 from your local pharmacy. Why wait? Call 888-914-4247 today and finally have those breathtaking, toe-curling moments again and again. Call 888-914-4247 right now and we'll rush your order discreetly packaged to your door. Just call 888-914-4247. That's 888-914-4247. Call 888-914-4247.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
This is Into Tomorrow for the weekend of Friday, September 17th, 2021, during our 26th year on the air, on radio predominantly, the original social media. Thank you for tuning in to Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline.
And Don in La Belle, Florida, up the road a piece, is standing by with a question, and use the Ask Dave button at intotomorrow.com. Speaking of which, we want to remind you to be sure to back up all your important data regularly, preferably even off-site. So grandma's kitchen cabinet, way up top, put a USB drive with all your important stuff and just back it up periodically. So at least you've got a place in the event of catastrophe or something. And check your spam filters. Not just for anything from us at graveline.com, but just from anybody that you wonder why you haven't heard from. Maybe they're stuck in your spam filter. If you do that periodically as well, you might find some interesting stuff. Or you might find that there's just a bunch of garbage and it's good, so then you can just empty it.
Yeah.
But check it first. Scroll carefully. See if there's any family member that you haven't heard from in a long time. Some tech news and commentary before we get back to your calls.
In a sign that we're in a new kind of space race, Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak announced the creation of a new private space company that he says will be unlike the others.
I see.
It's becoming a very crowded market.
Yeah, isn't it, though?
In a tweet, Wozniak shared a promotional video for the company called Privateer Space. In a caption for the YouTube video, the company wrote that Privateer Space is, quote, working to keep space safe and accessible to all humankind.
Oh, yeah.
While not much else is known about the venture, the announcement comes amid fierce competition in a market that includes Elon Musk's SpaceX, Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin,
Jeff Bezos'
Blue Origin, and Richard Branson's Virgin Galactic.
And I'm sure they're not going to be the only one. Somebody else is probably already working on sending some more space tourists up there. Uh-huh. We shall see. PayPal is purchasing Paidy. That's a Japanese buy now, pay later company for $2.7 billion. The deal gives PayPal access to an online shopping market worth $200 billion, the world's third biggest e-commerce sector. That ought to be interesting.
Yeah, so I guess they're going to kind of, you know, absorb them into their new pay. Cause I think PayPal has their pay in four, I think is what they call it, where you can split a payment up into four different payments.
Yeesh. Yeah, well, now they're going to use Paidy, the Japanese company.
Two top lawmakers on the Senate Commerce Committee's panel over consumer protection said they were launching a probe into Facebook after the Wall Street Journal reported that the company was aware of the harm Instagram can cause to teenage girls.
Yeah, imagine that. And yeah. Zuckerberg was like, we do everything we can to keep people safe, liar.
Yeah. Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal and Republican Marsha Blackburn announced their investigation into Facebook. The senators said they were in touch with, quote, a Facebook whistleblower and would seek new documents and witness testimony from the company.
Good.
The lawmakers said, quote, it is clear that Facebook is incapable of holding itself accountable. So true.
Mm-hmm.
The Wall Street Journal's reporting reveals Facebook's leadership to be focused on a growth at all costs mindset that valued profits over the health and lives of children and teens.
Of course.
And of course, they're reportedly trying to get Facebook to abandon its plans for an Instagram for teens, and I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, exactly. And we've been saying this for years, ever since their anti-social media, Facebook, and then they bought Instagram. And they're just running things. They don't care about children's safety. And it's unfortunately painfully obvious. They don't care about our safety. They're certainly not going to care about kids' safety, no matter what Zuck says.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, I've always said that, you know, if you are on social media, it's important, you know, to take an occasional social media break just for your own sanity.
Well, you wonder why I call them anti-social media.
Yeah.
There you go. Hints emerging from Tesla suggest that the company's drive for an affordable electric vehicle may mean the elimination of a steering wheel and pedals in an upcoming vehicle. Oh, that nothing could go wrong there, right?
Yeah.
Screen Rant says that the car would reportedly rely entirely on Tesla's autonomous driving platform, a system that still needs to pass regulatory muster and, of course, stop causing accidents.
Yeah.
So what could go wrong? No steering wheel and no pedals. You can't do anything. Maybe you could just yell, stop.
Maybe.
And maybe that would help.
Uh-huh. And real quick, we'll go through a couple of more of the Apple announcements. They also announced their iPhone 13 Pro. We talked about the iPhone 13 last hour. This one's going to be available in some new colors, including graphite, gold, silver, and Sierra Blue. It's got the same A15 chip as the iPhone 13. It's got the new triple lens camera system. It's got a telephoto lens with a 3x optical zoom, a wide-angle lens, and an ultra-wide-angle lens. And this one will do macro photography, so you can shoot pictures of things as close as 2 centimeters away.
Yeah, very cool. So it does sound neat. We'll have more details. Stay tuned. A few more announcements came out of Apple. Imagine that. Dawn in LaBelle, Florida downloads the free Into Tomorrow podcast. And we love you for it, Dawn, calling in with the Ask Dave button at intotomorrow.com.
I'm wondering whether wireless headphones can sound as good as the wired versions of earbuds and headphones. I've been considering getting some wireless ones, but I wasn't sure if the quality is equal to the standard wired earbuds or headphones.
Well, Don, the short answer is it depends on who you ask. Now, if you mean will the sound quality be good, yes, absolutely it will be. Will there be skips or strange distortions? It's possible if you're in an area with high interference, but typically no. They would pretty much sound normal.
Yeah, where people usually differ is on the digital versus analog question. If you're an audiophile that won't listen to anything that isn't vinyl and goes on long diatribes about compression, then you won't like them because they're digital. If you're already listening to MP3s, streaming audio sources, and so forth, they will just sound as good as anything wired that you're already using. As with wired headphones, brands matter, and some will go overboard with the bass to give the impression of better sound quality and fail pretty miserably at higher tone range. So if you're able to, try before you buy.
Yeah, and it's hard to do with in-ear headphones. I mean, nobody's going to let you try them and then they're in about 100 years. That's crazy. More for you at intotomorrow.com.